Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your boy, Donnie DJ Holmes from New Love. All right, so today's episode is a short episode. It's not going to be that long, but it's a short story. And you know I love my short stories. I wrote it. I think it took me about 30 minutes to write this one. So basically, it's called I Trusted You. But before we get into the actual short story, I want to ask a question. How many times have we been in a situation where we knew what was going on? You couldn't tell. Nobody could tell you otherwise because you knew you had everything lined up, stacked up. You had your receipts, right? But come to find out, you know how the old people say, come to find out, what you thought you knew was fake. It was fake news. And what you learned changed everything. It completely and totally changed the way in which you looked at a situation. And perhaps changed your life forever. How many of us have been there? All right. So my short story, I Trusted You, is going to take a look at that and throw in some other dynamics and call in. Tell me how you like it. And tell me if there are some other themes that you would like me to write about. I would love to hear from you. All right. Again, I Trusted You.
I trusted you. I was, you know what? Never mind, Brandon. No, we're done. There's something you should know before you leave.
What? What could you possibly have to tell me, man?
All the time I can't account for. All the time we haven't been spending together. Brandon, I have cancer. I swear. I promise you, dude, I'm not cheating on you. The guy you saw me with is in my support group. He's been the one that's been encouraging me to tell you.
Wait, what? What are you?
I have stage 1 bone cancer. We caught it early, but you and I are just too new, dude. I just didn't think it was right to involve you into this. So, did you think I couldn't handle it? Did you think I was so weak I would hurt your ability to get well? I just don't understand why you would keep this from me unless that's what you really think of me.
Oh, dude,
that wasn't it. I've seen death up close, like for real. I've gone through the stress of it while my family members were dying. And even months afterwards, you just don't know what kind of stress that puts you in. But I'm not you. You have no way of knowing how I process. You're right. However, I know what it's like. I know what I need. The thought of you being brave for me when I know you want to cry, only to turn a corner and force the tears away. I know you will see me in a weakened state before you can even see the best parts of me. It would all be so unfair for you to see me at my worst. It would form your entire view of me. Just a weak dude, unable to do anything for you. Is that what you want from me? Is that what you want from any man? Luke, what you don't understand is
Bruh, I have leukemia. I've had it for the past 5 years. I know a little something of what you're going through. And because of your situation, I'm drawn to you even more. Look, I get it. It's easier to push me away than work for something, no matter how hard it might be. But right now, you have someone standing before you who gets you. Someone who loves the smell of your cologne and your skin. Someone who loves to see you smile. Damn, bro, you have a beautiful smile. I love your corny-ass jokes because they're so sincere and full of love. I see you, and I love you. But I'm not gonna beg to clean your old nasty ass when you're sick. So make up your fucking mind, Luke. Well, damn. I think I'm about to cry. Are you sure you can handle this? Hell, are you ready to deal with me the next time things flare up? I know I'm ready, are you? I think I need your strength because what you're giving me right now, I've waited for in someone for years. I'm ready if you are. Thank you for listening to the latest episode of New Love with DJ Holmes. It is truly appreciated. If you listen to me from Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Stitcher, Breaker, Google Podcast, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcast, CastBox, or Overcast, you can contact me directly by emailing DJ Holmes, the number one, TRU, pairing at gmail.com. All you have to do is record yourself and email your message to DJ Holmes, the number one, TRU, pairing at gmail.com. Again, thank you for listening to New Love.